Buenos dias from Amagansett. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 14th of August, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kicking off this show on Monday the 11th, Spain issued a rare red weather warning as a severe heat wave grips Europe with temperatures expected to reach above 40 degrees centigrade or 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Authorities have warned of health risks, particularly for vulnerable groups, outdoor workers and children. In Spain, vast northern and western areas face significant risk alerts, while other countries like France have urged citizens to remain extremely vigilant. Europe battles extreme heat, strong winds, and wildfires in northern Spain have created fire whirls similar in appearance to tornadoes that destroy homes and force the evacuation of about 800 people from six villages near the UNESCO-listed Las Medulas Park. On Monday the 11th, Juan Carlos Suarez Quinones, Spain's regional environment chief, explained that fire whirls form when intense heat in a confined valley meets open oxygen-rich air. Scientists warn that hotter, drier Mediterranean summers increase wildfire risk, with dry vegetation and wind accelerating spread. Authorities suspect most of the recent fires were arson, calling them environmental terrorism, though some may have been sparked by lightning or intense heat wave temperatures. In the midst of Spain's heat wave, Monday the 11th marked the 11th day of strikes for Barcelona's beach lifeguards. City's lifeguards are on an indefinite strike demanding improved working conditions. They'll continue to work under 50% minimum service levels, with beaches flying yellow flags and some lifeguard towers closing. Represented by the CGT union, staff are calling for longer contracts, more personnel, particularly during low season, and better resources. They rejected the municipality's latest proposal presented on the 6th of August by Deputy Mayor Laia Bonet, as it largely mirrored a previously dismissed offer, which included 34 lifeguards allocated during low season. The union asked for 40. From hot temperatures to a hot debate, the government has ordered the town council of Jumilla in Murcia, southeastern Spain, to overturn a ban on religious gatherings in municipal sports centers, calling it discriminatory and a breach of religious freedom. The measure was introduced by, no surprise, the Vox Party and later relaxed by the Partido Popular to effectively target the town's 1,500 Muslims who have long used the facilities for Eid celebrations. Vox had demanded the ban in exchange for budget support. Critics, including the Catholic Church, Muslim and Jewish groups, and government ministers condemned it as Islamophobic and undemocratic. Elma Saiz, Spain's migration minister, stressed the importance of Spain's historical Muslim heritage. Heading north on Tuesday the 12th, the Basque government's Memorial Institute, Gogora, led by the Socialist Party, launched a campaign to recognize victims of the Grupos Antiterroristas de Liberación, or GAL, parliamentary death squads and unlawful police violence. GAL units were state-sponsored groups that used kidnapping and murder to convict top officials in the Basque local government between 1983 and 87. Director Alberto Alonso announced exhibitions on the 1985 Monbar hotel attack, in which GAL killed four Basque government members, and the 1948 Pasaya ambush, where police shot dead four militants of the Comandos Autónomos Anticapitalistas. Officials argue that confronting state-linked abuses prevent resentment and strengthens coexistence despite political polarization. Fernando Calvijo, the Canary Islands president, and President Pedro Sanchez will meet next Monday in Lanzarote to address growing tensions over moving unaccompanied migrant minors from the islands to mainland Spain. The Supreme Court ordered the central government to take in around 1,000 minors nearly 5 months ago. So far, only 10 have been transferred. Planned second transfer of 15 minors this week was canceled, which the Canary Islands see as poor planning by the central government. Another plan, approved in April to distribute minors among Spain's regions, is also on hold because 11 regions governed by the Partido Popular have challenged it in court. Next up, on Monday the 11th, Spanish police arrested three people and seized 11 liters of ayahuasca, over 100 San Pedro cactus plants, and bottles of toad poison in raids on two rural spiritual retreat centers in Alicante province, Andalucía, in southern Spain. The Guardia Civil began investigating 5 months ago after a client complained and found the retreats marked themselves as award-winning healing centers with 3 and 5 day astral journey packages for about 1,000 euros each. During these retreats, up to 20 guests per session consumed banned substances, guided by a staff in a rudimentary, unhygienic laboratory without medical safeguards. Authorities said the groups earned hundreds of thousands of euros, mostly in undetected cash, and used multiple foreign bank accounts. In sports, the Royal Spanish Football Federation has decided not to renew Montse Tomé's contract, ending her tenure on the 31st of August as Spain's first female head coach for their women's team. Tomé, who was appointed in September 2023, led Spain to victory in the inaugural Women's Nations League in February 2024. However, Spain's Euro 2025 final loss to England on penalties allegedly sealed her fate. Reports suggest her exit was likely before the tournament, as new women's football director Reyes Belver sought structural changes to distance the federation from Luis Rubiales' unconsensual kiss to player Jenny Hermoso. Another year, another selection process for teachers in Spain's public school system. Most permanent jobs are awarded through oposiciones, or competitive state exams. Candidates face a multi-part process that demands that the teachers memorize complex material, much of it beyond what they'll ever actually use. If a qualified teacher fails in the first phase, they have to try again. However, once they've got a place, they've got it for life. And it will be exactly the same this next school year, as Castilla and León, northwestern Spain, has 80% of its permanent mathematics positions unfulfilled, while Madrid has just under 70%. With many permanent posts unfilled, many of those who failed will step in as temporary teachers, unsure of whether they will be able to stay more than 1 year. From teaching to fish farming, the small town of Ocarbiñeño in Galicia, northwestern Spain, octopus imports are on the rise from Mauritania and Morocco due to dwindling local stocks. It's known for being the Spanish capital of octopus, but Galicia's octopus population has declined, pressured by overfishing, fossil fuel-induced climate change, and surging demand. Spain's octopus fisheries closed for 3 months this summer to recover stocks, but fisheries warn reopening will quickly undo gains. To secure supplies, companies like Grupo Profond and Nueva Pescanova are working on building octopus farms. However, these have sparked backlash from animal welfare advocates who condemn them as cruel and environmentally harmful. Moving south, environmentalists in Seville are urging authorities to preserve the stump of the century-old Jacinto ficus in Triana as a visible reminder of what they call barbaric mismanagement. The city recently began its final removal earlier this week, despite earlier agreements to keep the structure if the tree was dead. Activists argue the chainsaw cuts revealed healthy interior wood, contradicting the city's claims of decay. Biologist Jesus Cuenca proposed cleaning, treating, and artistically transforming the trunk into a monument, but officials deny receiving his report and insist the wood was unsuitable. Campaigners accused both current and former city governments of orchestrating its destruction. And finally, interesting findings from the past. Archaeologists at Atapuerca in Castilla y León, northern Spain, have uncovered 5,700-year-old remains in El Mirador cave showing clear evidence of war cannibalism. The bones of 11 individuals, including children, show bear cut marks, burn traces, signs of cooking, and even human bite marks. The find was led by Antonio Rodriguez Hidalgo, who said the victims were subject to extreme exploitation and that their bodies were systematically consumed to erase them physically and spiritually, a practice intended to destroy the soul. Decades of excavation since the 70s have revealed crucial human fossils, earning this incredible site UNESCO World Heritage status in 2000. This latest find underscores both the violence in prehistoric conflict and the site's unparalleled role in understanding human evolution. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't worry, it's free. Send us your ideas at info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.